Chapter 4. Glass. Glass had just hooked her harness when a flurry of shouts rose up. The guards were closing in around two figures near the entrance to the dropship. It was difficult to see through the shifting mass of uniforms, but Glass caught a flash of suit sleeve, a glimpse of gray hair, and the glint of metal. Then half the guards knelt down and raised their guns to their shoulders, giving Glass an unobstructed view. The Chancellor was being held hostage.
"Everyone back up!"
the captor yelled, his voice shaking. He wore a uniform, but he clearly wasn't a guard. His hair was far longer than regulation length, his jacket fit badly, and his awkward grip on the gun showed that he'd never been trained to use one. No one moved.
"I said back up!"
The numbness that had set in during the long walk from her cell to the launch deck melted away like an icy comet passing the sun, leaving a faint trail of hope in its wake. She didn't belong here. She couldn't pretend they were about to head off on some historic adventure. The moment the dropship detached from the ship, Glass's heart would start to break. "This is my chance," she thought suddenly, excitement and terror shooting through her. Glass unhooked her harness and sprang to her feet. A few other prisoners noticed, but most were caught up watching the drama unfolding atop the ramp. She dashed to the far side of the dropship, where another ramp led back up to the loading deck.
"I'm going with them," the boy shouted as he took a step backward toward the door, dragging the Chancellor with him. "I'm going with my sister."
A stunned silence fell over the launch deck. Sister. The word echoed in Glass's head, but before she had time to process its significance, a familiar voice pulled her from her thoughts.
"Let him go."
Glass glanced at the back of the dropship and froze, momentarily stunned by the sight of her best friend's face. Of course, she'd heard the ridiculous rumors that Wells had been confined, but hadn't given them a second thought. What was he doing here? As she stared at Wells's gray eyes, which were trained intently on his father, the answer came to her. He must have tried to follow Clark. Wells would do anything to protect the people he cared about, most of all, Clark. And then there was a deafening crack. A gunshot? And something inside of her snapped. Without stopping to think, to breathe, she dashed through the door and began sprinting up the ramp. Fighting the urge to look back over her shoulder, Glass kept her head down and ran as fast as she'd ever run in her life. She'd chosen just the right moment. For a few seconds, the guards stood still, as if the reverberation from the gunshot had locked their joints in place. Then they caught sight of her.